Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Kurt Palfari. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Phoebus. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Tom Phoebus. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ted Ulander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Belunger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belunger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Belunger reaches second base with a double. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander hits a line drive into right field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Oliva moves to third. Ullander moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is walked intentionally. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Cott reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Ullander scores. Allison goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phoebus for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bellinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-1 in the game. Roseboro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ullander hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cott moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive towards first. Bulfari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kurt Maughton pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Kurt Maughton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maughton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Leonhardt pinch runs for Kurt Maughton. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leonhardt moves to second. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Morris now pitching. Fred Valentine now playing left field. Don Buford now playing second base. Davey Johnson now playing shortstop. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roseboro hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Blair moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blair scores. One out. It's 3-1, Twins. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Bulfari hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Roger Nelson now pitching. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Allison steals second. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison moves to third. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cott strikes out. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave May pinch hits for Roger Nelson. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar juggles the ball. That's an error on Tovar. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Rickert now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-3 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Reese reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew bunts towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Reese moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Carew moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosboro hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Olander. The throw from Haney and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Robinson catches it and throws to first to double up Allison. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Cott hits a pop-up towards first. Bulfari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-3 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Kurt Bulfari. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.